While large parts of the east coast remain on flood watch, communities in Western Australia are scrambling to deal with out-of-control bushfires. Australia's always been a nation of climate extremes, but experts say it's getting worse and it's due to climate change. With preparation key to managing these events, researchers and farmers say we can be doing more to minimise their damaging effects. Matt Bamford reports.
Flying low above dense bushland, a water bomber dives towards the flames. Western Australia's southwest is in the midst of another bushfire emergency. Two blazes are threatening homes and property around the tourist towns of Margaret River and Busselton. Locals like Fletcher have had to flee their homes.
I've loaded up the car with all our personal stuff and taken the pets and, gonna work out what's the next step, I suppose.
It's early in the season, but communities across the state have already seen several emergency fires unfold. Heavy winter rains have led to more plant growth across the state, so there's more fuel for fires. Rob Webb is from the National Council for Fire and Emergency Services in Australia and New Zealand, or AFAC.
At this stage, parts of the southwest and further up towards the Pilbara are looking at above average conditions.
He says it's an obvious side effect of rising temperatures.
One of the clearest indicators or clearest, most confident predictions in a changing climate is that the fire seasons will become more severe and longer. So although you can't hold any of these individual fire events to climate change, it's consistent with what we'll see more of.
It highlights the importance of early prevention, something dairy farmer Ross Woodhouse undertakes every year. As the Margaret River blaze burns just kilometres away, he's feeling in control. But he'd like to see efforts for prescribed burning increase to reduce the fuel load during summer.
It's becoming ever increasingly hard because of so many regulations. We have permits in place early November, but the bottom line is for us, I'd like to see a lot more bush burn so that we're actually protected.
Summer has become a stressful time of year for his family.
Every year we live in fear of fire because we're surrounded by lots of bush and lots of that bush hasn't been burnt for 30 years.
But it's a risk in populated areas like the southwest where an out-of-control blaze could be fatal.
You know, by being risk adverse, I suppose at the end of the day, nobody wants to light a fire. As soon as you light a fire, you're creating a risk, aren't you? So maybe we're doing something wrong. Maybe we need to revisit it. That's all I'd say. The lack of reduction burning is setting us up for a disaster.
It's also an issue in remote Australia. In the past 2 months, fire has ravaged 120,000 square kilometres across the top end. Rowan Fisher is a professional fire mapper from Charles Darwin University.
Fire management needs to transition into thinking about it as a land management activity as opposed to an emergency response activity. It's almost like we're getting there too late. I mean, it's a real struggle in southern Australia where fuel loads are very high and the risk to property and life is more extreme.
He says fire management practices across Australia are worryingly underutilised.
But we really need to think how we can engage with looking back to traditional practices, working with local people, working with Indigenous people, and how we can try and use technology to reinstate some of these sort of fuel reduction burns.
He's seen prescribed burns make a big difference.
We can track using satellite technology all the fires that occur across the north, and we do so every week, and we're able to compare what the fire regimes were like a decade or so ago when there wasn't so much support for burning on country and what they're like now. And over vast swaths of the entire northern part of our continent, there has been a measurable reduction in fire frequencies.
And while fire is furthest from the minds of those on the east coast, Rowan Fisher says the threat is not far off.
I think people forget how closely water and fire are linked, so we really need to think about the cycle of rain and fire and manage that in the long term.
That's professional fire mapper Rowan Fisher from Charles Darwin University. Matt Bamford, our reporter.